This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
If you hear the sounds of a few basketballs meeting the floor here at the Garbery Gym, and that suggests that both clubs, Layman and Legacy Christian, are out on the court. We're about 30 minutes or so away from the opening tip of Game 1 here tonight at Piqua High School. It's the boys. Division 7 District Tournament continues on after a doubleheader last night. Two more tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jackson Center, Rushi in the nightcap. That game will tip at 7:30. Brandon Coverman will guide you through that one. Hopefully my voice holds up. I've got a nasty sinus infection right now, I think, on the receiving end. I can probably be understood, but it's been a struggle. Had this game been at 9 o'clock this morning, I would have been a no-show. I would have had no voice whatsoever.
And I wouldn't have been here because it would have been 9 o'clock in the morning.
Jackson Center, Rushi in Game 2, very interesting matchup. We'll talk about it first and then lead in about 10-15 minutes or so to Game 1 and promote both Layman and Legacy Christian. They'll tip here shortly at 6 o'clock. But that Game 2 contest, quite curious to see how that develops. Rushi boys 12-12, Jackson Center boys 13-10, Rushi 2-0 in the tournament. Now have won three of the last five. Jackson Center 1-0 in the tourney. Four straight wins, five of the last six. Don't know how you handicap this game. I've looked down through the history of these two clubs playing boys basketball, and I stopped at game 27. The last 27, Jackson Center has won 14, Lucie 13. The club's averaging less than 1 point per game difference. And that's how tight it is. And wouldn't you know it, in the regular season, Jackson Center beat Rushi 46-39 at Jackson Center. Rushi beat Jackson Center at Rushi 46-39. And that's the way it goes. And flip a coin, rock, paper, scissors, whoever makes one or two more threes, one or two fewer turnovers, will probably win that second game tonight early in the season at Jackson Center. The Tigers turned the Raiders over in the second half. Rushi had a nice cushion entering the third quarter, mistake after mistake after mistake. Young Raiders were feeling their way. It was early in the year. Next time around at Rushi, Jackson Center, they were better than a no-show, but just did not get off to a very good start at all. And Bergman got into the paint, shot free throw after free throw for Rushi, which had 25 foul shots in that game. And Rushi led by 6-12 the entire contest. Believe it or not, both games wound up 46-39. I'm going to guess overtime for game two.
But I'll tell you, if you look at them and you look at the kids on both sides, it's going to be a game that's going to come down to the wire, you think. I mean, Rushi, Maddox Gubo, he had such a good game in their last game in the tournament here. Not somebody that they expect is going to get a lot of scoring for him, but he didn't have to. He had steals. He had rebounds. The kid played a great game. You got Rogine and Bixler, two sharpshooters out there on the perimeter. Umberford, their best player. And then he didn't have a great game. If he has a good game tonight, Grant Bergman and Boisard. Bergman had a great game. Boisard didn't score, and that's probably not going to happen tonight. You look on the other side, and it's the Sayre brothers, Preston and Brendan, and then you go down to Carter Kloppenstein. Those are three outstanding scoring basketball players, and they're going to have good games tonight for Jackson Center to keep moving forward.
Yeah, Rushi, a little more depth. It's a club that will get after you more often than not. Defensively, they'll sneak up on you, surprise you. It's relentless.
Yep.
It really is. Jackson Center, a little more conservative defensively. Don't play as many bodies. Brendan Sayre shooting the ball exceedingly well all year long. They've got to count on that trio to get them probably 40 to 45 points. The two Sayers and Kloppenstein, that's all there is to it. Who will guard Preston Sayre? Who will guard Brendan Sayre for Rushi? Will the smaller Grogine and Bixler try to stay up on him? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
If they try to guard Preston Sayre with one of those two, he has the ability to shoot over top. But I'll tell you what Rushi does as well as anybody in the tournament, and that is their help side defense is outstanding. Their rotation for the last 5-6 years has just been outstanding.
Well, that's game two, and it starts at about 7:30 after the initial contest here tonight between Legacy Christian and Lehman Catholic. Legacy Christian's got some size. Lehman has not played a stringent schedule, neither has Legacy. I think the first game could be fairly even as well. I'm interested to see how it develops. But that Jackson Center Rushi game, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's 35-35, 38-38, right down to the wire with a minute to go, and whoever makes the play toward the end will probably win.
Well, we're both pretty good at busy late in the season, kind of handicapping these a little bit because we've seen them. You're right. This is a pick 'em.
Yeah. We were right on it last night. We said Fort Loramie needed to play the game in the half court against Cedarville. The Redskins did just that. Cedarville averaging 63 a game. Fort Loramie needed to keep it in the 40s. Loramie giving up 40-41. And Redskins followed the script and did everything they could to win the ball game. Didn't lead for maybe 50 seconds,
in the whole contest.
Yeah.
Early stage, fourth quarter, fell behind to three. And then, of course, the game winner by Cedarville with under 2 seconds to go in the fourth to win the contest.
Yeah.
Just a real tough luck loss for Fort Loramie. Probably the Redskins' very best all-around four quarters of basketball all year long based on what I had seen.
Well, based on what I had seen also, they had the perfect game plan, and they ran that last play with about 8 seconds to go. They ran a backdoor layup, gave them the one-point lead, and they just couldn't get back to stop that drive, but they didn't stop Cedarville's drives at all in the fourth quarter.
No,
it was just a straight line to the basket, and there just didn't seem to be anything they could do about it.
No, you really can't control when Fort Loramie makes that last field goal. It was
right.
A terrific out-of-bounds play called by head coach Mitch Westerheide. I know that on the backside, Eilerman was trying to free up for a three. The first take was the one they took advantage of, and that was a slip screen to Grillo. He got a gimme, wide open layup. But it's like the National Football League. When do you score last?
Exactly.
How much time do you give the opponent to come down the field and kick a game-winning field goal? That's not going through the heads of the coaching staff at Fort Loramie. We got to get that lead as quickly as we can with a good shot. And just give Cedarville all the credit in the world.
I never had a game where we scored too soon. We didn't score enough in a lot of games, but never had one where we scored too soon. They ran a great play, and Cedarville made a play at the end, and it was a great game, and they gave the number one seed everything they wanted.
Yep, it's time to pay the bills. We'll hear from our advertising sponsors, Legacy Christian, Layman Catholic, about 21 minutes away here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Yep, it's a trophy Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Trophy Jack with Chuck.
Trophy Jack.
Here at Garber Gym at Pickle tonight. Two games for you. Game one featuring Legacy Christian and Layman Catholic. Legacy 12 and 11, 8-2 by way of record in the Metro Buckeye Conference. Layman on the season, outstanding campaign, 18-5, 10-4 in the Three Rivers Conference. Layman is here following a 75-55 tournament win over Tri-County North. Legacy downed its opponent, Southeastern, by a final score of 60-30. Layman scoring 64 a game, giving up 49. Legacy Christian scoring 57, giving up 48 per contest. Again, these two clubs, teams, we haven't seen much at all. I did happen to see Layman mid-season when the Cavaliers were 12-0, played on the road in Urbana. Urbana had lost just one at that point. Urbana, very, very good Division IV club. And Layman went over there without a loss and had the lead by a couple possessions early in the fourth quarter. And Urbana turned it up like D4 teams know how to do at crunch time.
Right.
And just hammered away at Layman. Body blow after body blow defensively in the fourth quarter. And Layman just couldn't get on the scoreboard to keep up with Urbana in the fourth. It wound up a double-digit loss. But then Layman had a little bit of a downturn at one stretch over the last portion of the season after winning 12 straight. It dropped 5 of 10, did the Cavaliers. But it's a club that's led by Shane Frantz. He plays on the outside as much as he does on the inside. He is a big young man. He stands about 6'6". Some people say he's 6'7". He's listed in the scorebook 6'5".
I think you always cheat if you're a coach. You knock him down an inch.
I think he's an inch taller than that. Certainly plays like it. And on the other side of the floor, two gentlemen with the same last name for Legacy Christian. They are brothers Jacob and Bo Thompson, averaging 34 points between them. They shoot about 58% from the floor. They're outstanding performers, and they've got some good size. When you look down through this bench list for Legacy Christian, and your eyes pop out, Jacob Thompson, 6'8 senior, freshman Bo Thompson, came along after Jacob, not quite as tall.
Didn't get as much food.
6'3 freshman. So it's going to be a battle of bigs on the inside much of the night. Who will prevail? We're going to find out. No Turner Lachey for Layman. He was in the program into January, I think fewer than 10 games, averaged about 7 points per contest. He is at a baseball-focused college prep academy in Tennessee, I think. Baseball was his.
Well, that's his thing, and yeah. good for him. I hope he has a great career.
Yeah, that was his sport extraordinaire. He was an outstanding baseball player for Coach Houchin at Layman. We wish him well. But you know what? Layman really didn't miss a beat in that some other kids got playing time and absorbed the minutes of Lachey and have come along quite nicely. Layman will play 7. Shane Frantz, C.J. Olding, wide receiver football, got great hops, drives to the rim, and shoots the three exceedingly well. Fronts at 19.5 a game, holding at 16. Gus Richard, sophomore, has gotten a chance to up his playing time after the departure of Lachey. He's at 4.2 a game. Colton Leininger, a senior, 6'2", 2.6 a game. Braden Ulbrich, a sophomore, also increased playing time as a result of Lachey's departure. Ulbrich, 33% behind the arc, 6 points a game on the year. And don't forget Evan O'Leary. He's the Swiss Army knife for Layman Catholic. He is a 5'10 senior, just under 10 points a game. The big threesome, it's Frantz, Olding, and O'Leary. They'll get the majority of Layman's points. And as I said, Frantz, listed at 6'5, plays like 6'6 or 6'7. This Legacy Christian Club, mighty, mighty impressive. The coach's son, Brody Seitz, shoots the three ball at 37% and 9 points a game. The two Thompsons, as I mentioned, 17 per game each. Colin Graves at 6 points a game. Elijah Grant at 4 points a game. And Josh Dry, D-R-Y-E, comes off the bench at three per contest. Both teams play 6-7 primarily. It's going to be an up-and-down game. I think that's the way Legacy Christian wants to play, Chuck.
Well, I saw their second half against Southeastern, and unfortunately it was a running clock. And I will say this about Southeastern. I was shocked at how bad they were, since they've been a really good basketball program for years. But Legacy ran them off. And, I didn't get a chance to see the Thompsons play very much in the second half. But this will be a good basketball game.
Layman is coached by Jeremy Hughes. He lives in Troy. Many of you may know him. He was hired back midsummer to step in for Coach Pat Carlisle. Coach Hughes spent four seasons as the head girls basketball coach at Troy. He also assisted for Paul Bremichen at Troy on the boys' side. He's got a dozen to 15 years of coaching experience. Back a decade plus ago, he served as an assistant at Layman for a couple seasons. And Jeremy Hughes, head man at Layman, obviously. Great coaching job. You lose a guy like Turner Lachey, boy, you turn out a fantastic season just the same. And that says something for the job he's done.
Well, yeah, I mean, a change in coaching is a change in philosophy, a change in offense and defense. But Layman's got a lot of athletes, and they haven't missed a beat. They're a good basketball team.
Legacy Christian is coached by Steve Seitz. He's a 2000 Xenia High School grad, works in Kettering during the day. He's coached within the Xenia School District for years. Of course, Legacy Christian is situated in Xenia. He was previously a junior high coach at Legacy Christian Academy. Steve Seitz, head man at Legacy. So we've got four really good coaches with a lot of experience, mixed bags of experience here tonight. Of course, Aaron Kloffenstein from Jackson Center, tutored for a decade under Scott Elkert. And
can't get much better than that.
Yeah, and how about Devin Lindbergh at Rushi?
Yeah.
He was following the footsteps of Spencer Cordonier for a couple of years.
Yep.
That's a fine head coach to be tutoring for you, Spencer Cordonier.
And a pretty good group of kids that Rushi had the last 3 years, 4 years.
29-0 perfection last season.
Yep.
Unbelievable. We'll return with more. Opening tip about 10 minutes away. It's Legacy Christian. It's Layman Catholic. Should be a fine game. Follow the Jackson Center and Rushi. It's Croaky Jack tonight on Scores Broadcast. Hope you put up with me. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game. These are unofficial. Haven't gotten the word from head coach Seitz at Legacy Christian as who the five will be. But for Layman Catholic, the starting quintet is as follows. Shane Frantz starts in the middle, listed at 6'5". Shane, an outstanding scorer. Believe it or not, he is at 23 points a game. And Shane Frantz, fine campaign. C.J. Olding opens up at a wing. C.J. 5'11", averaging 16 a game. Gus Richard starts, 4.2 a game, 5'11", sophomore. Braden Ulbrich in the opening five, 6'1", and he is a sophomore. And then Evan O'Leary rounds out the opening quintet, 5'10", senior, 9.3 a game. That's the opening five for Coach Hughes, Layman Catholic Cavaliers. For Coach Seitz, Legacy Christian Knights, starting five, Jacob Thompson, 17 points a game. Bo Thompson, 17 a game, 6'8", 6'3", respectively. Colin Graves, 6 points a game, 5'6", Frosh. Elijah Grant, 5'6", junior, 4 points a game. And Brody Seitz, 9 a game, a 5'8", sophomore. Opening five for Legacy Christian. We'll have the opening tip in several minutes on scores.broadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we'd like to remind our listeners that the winners of these two games tonight come back and play head-to-head collision course. They meet at 1 on Saturday for a district championship. Winner of game one between Layman and Legacy Christian. Winner of game two between Rushi and Jackson Center. They'll match up at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Key building components for these two teams tonight, interior defense, which big guys play extremely well, fronts for Layman, the two Thompsons for Legacy Christian, key building components tonight. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring a winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Good pressure defense by Layman, which is to steal from C.J. Olding, who races down the floor and makes a nifty driving layup. Olding extremely quick, got good hops in the legs. Outstanding wide receiver on the gridiron. He gives Layman a 2-0 lead in the opening moment of this game. Legacy Christian, the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing light blue, gold and dark blue stripes down the sides of the uniform. Layman, the home white, blue numbers, gold trim. Here is Layman after a missed shot by Legacy Christian down at the offensive end. Here's a tight quarter shovel pass on the inside to front, smacked out of bounds by Legacy. What do we see from Legacy's defense so far, Chuck?
Playing 2-3. Playing it pretty straight up, so.
Interesting zone attack at the defensive end. Here is Layman trying to work the ball around, and the Cavaliers go inside. It is fed to Jackson Kennedy, who gets a start. He's a 5'11 wide body, a junior. He is in there to help match up against the Thompsons. And he pried the ball loose. Good deflection by him. Then Legacy Christian managed to get it back. And Legacy's got the ball forward court right below us. Here's a jump shooter left wide open. Didn't get off the ground very high. And it's popped up and in. Good looking shot by Kylan Foster, 5'10 senior. Pops in a mid-range jumper to make it a 2-2 tie, 2 minutes into the first quarter. Layman throws the ball outside the arc on the left. Cavaliers, my mistake, I looked down at the Layman roster. That's how disoriented I am.
Yeah, it was Josh Dry.
That was Josh Dry. Oh, here's a beautiful-looking shot by the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. It's a long three ball pumped in by Layman. That's a beauty from downtown. Who got that basket, Chuck?
Shane France.
Shane likes to shoot him from long range. That was a three. And Shane will drag the big men out on the floor with him. That's something Legacy's got to be aware of. Legacy Christian down 5-2, opening 3 minutes of the game. Top of the circle, Legacy at sights.
Seitz, an excellent three-point shooter. Fires one up, no good off to the right. Rebound down to Lehman, holding in the right corner. Holding around one defender, slices to the rim. Body foul, Legacy. Holding will shoot two. Jack Kramer had to run out to the car. His car was not in park. His lights were on. Motor was running.
Really? I did that on vacation once, and I went, wow.
So I'm a little disoriented getting back here at press row in the mezzanine. Free throw by Olding is good. 6-2 in favor of Lehman. I like the fact that head coach Hughes for Lehman has started a little bigger club on the floor against Legacy. Second shot up and in. CJ's got five, or I should say four, a field goal and two free throws. 7-2 Cavaliers. Here's a long pass down the floor to Legacy. Thrown below the rim to big Jacob Thompson. He doesn't shoot. He sends it back out of the arc to a teammate. Meanwhile, Jacob flies through the end of the Lehman bench into the first row. We got a pile up. Uh-oh. Little extracurriculars, maybe a technical foul. And I don't think these two teams like each other over the first 3 minutes and 13 seconds, Chuck.
Well, it's a Catholic school and a Christian school. So there you go. They're going to fight.
Timeout called. Lehman 7, Legacy 2. First half, the first period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Well, that's a good thing. We did not have a tech. Thought maybe there was a technical foul. Football pile up at the end of the Lehman bench. Quickly down the floor, Lehman, after the stoppage of play, ball thrown into the lane. Turnaround Jay, short one, 8-footer, front, favorable roll. Feather-like touch, gets it to go in, and there's a foul on the play against Legacy, picked up by Brody Seitz. Chance here for a three-point play for front. Eyes the bucket and knocks down the foul shot. Well done by Shane, 10-2, good beginning for Lehman, up 8. We played less than 4 minutes opening quarter. Legacy forecourt to our right. Ball being held 30 feet out on the arc by Colin Graves. Down in the right corner to Josh Dry. On top to Bo Thompson. Bo's a 6'3 freshman. Swings it near side of the floor to Dry. Doesn't shoot. Ball worked around top of the circle to Seitz. Uh-oh. Ball slipped right through his hands and rolled to the scorer's table out of bounds.
A really nice start to the game for Lehman. And, boy, Legacy looks like this is the first time on the floor.
No, they're not sharp. Not sharp whatsoever. Entirely different opponent for Legacy than in game one. That's for sure. Lehman, forecourt to our left. Here's Braden Olbrich, 25 feet away. Deep right corner, three by the Cavaliers is good. Player fell down after he shot it. He swished it from long distance. Well done by O'Leary. Not a whole lot of arch, but it was dead center. Lehman up 13-2. They found O'Leary. Nobody was checking him out. Soft spot in the zone. And I'm not sure if Legacy can continue to stay in that, Chuck. 13-2, Lehman. 3:42 left in the first period.
Well, they obviously don't think they can guard a man-to-man, but you're down 11 points at some point.
Yeah.
You gotta bite the bullet.
Here is Legacy inbounding in the right corner. Goes to Bo Thompson. Cross court to Seitz. Bo Thompson, 6'3". Jacob Thompson, 6'8". They can't get it to Jacob. It's stolen by O'Leary. Down the floor to France. Euro step. Scoring and a foul. Great play by France. That would have been traveling, 3 years ago? But now it's not.
Yeah, it was a travel, but they don't call it anymore.
Front at the stripe. Chance for another three-point play. And Lehman has zipped out to a 15-2 lead.
And Legacy is shell-shocked in the early going. Still 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Lehman heading for a 25-point first period. Foul shot, circles the rim and comes out. Rebound down to Legacy. Up the floor for the Knights. It's Bo Thompson. Coming out to catch is Jacob, who's at 6'8". Let's keep our eye on Jacob Francis on his shoulder. They're leaning against each other in the mid-post area. But Legacy can't make a clean pass. Nearly a steal by O'Leary. Fadeaway jump shot, baseline right by Bo Thompson is short. Rebound down to Lehman. Front quickly, far right corner. Baseline drive Lehman. Ball pitched on the arc to Ulbrich. Deep left corner, three. Chucked up there by Jackson Kennedy. Way short. Foul on the board against Lehman. Held ball. Legacy controls. 2:43 to go first quarter. 15-2 Lehman in the lead. Legacy will get a timeout. Lehman up 13 early on. UnscoresBroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, we're settling in to the first quarter of this game. I had a little bit of a rough start. I apologize. I'm not adjusting real well after having journeyed out to the car to get the lights turned off. And Legacy, a difficult start for Lehman's opponent here tonight. Now full court pressure by Lehman. Legacy scored 2 points in 5.5 minutes.
They may need to go check their bus and see if the lights are on because they've had a tough start too.
15-2, Lehman in the lead. Lehman is a very worthy opponent. This club was 12-0 at one point in time. I saw Lehman play Urbana, a staunch Division IV basketball team with a longtime legendary coach for the Hill Climbers. And Lehman had Urbana on the ropes early on fourth quarter. Here's Legacy dribbling into the lane area. Stutter step on the play by Jeremiah Fitzpatrick, a 5'9 sophomore guard. And he clearly traveled with the basketball.
Yep, he wanted to throw a pass. It wasn't there, and he just took an extra step.
And it would appear to me, Chuck, that Legacy is still in the zone.
It's still playing 2-3.
And that's all they know how to play against Lehman, apparently. 15-2, Frantz on the arc, Lehman in the lead. Holding 35 feet away, goes to Jackson Kennedy, 20 feet out. Ball thrown toward Frantz in the post. And the big man, Jacob Thompson, at 6'8", steals. Nice interception. He comes down the floor, gives it up, gets it back. Soft shot, left hander, right in front. Good. Nicely done. The 6'8", Jacob Thompson, the senior. Plops one in, 15-4, Lehman. Front, straight away, far right wing to Olding. South ball jumper, you can count it, behind the arc. Oh, he's dead eye. Don't let him get going. He's approaching 10 already, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got 7, and Franz has 8.
1:27 left here in the first quarter. 18-4 in favor of Lehman. Legacy Christian down the floor, makes a blind pass, and it's intercepted. Nicely done by Ulbrich. To Olding again for 3. In the air, kicks off the iron. Rebound jerked down by Sights of Legacy. 1:12 left, opening period, 18-4. Lehman is on top. No contest so far in this game. The winner takes on the winner of Jackson Center Rushi on Saturday at 1. Here's a back cut by Legacy. Beneath the rim, caught by Colin Graves.
He fumbled it, picked it up, threw it to a teammate in the far corner, Fitzpatrick, who launched it in. Actually, it was Witten Duke, 15, not 13. Duke, a 5'10 sophomore.
And they called that a two, so.
He was straddling the arc. Scoreboard reads 18-6. Layman up a dozen, final 30 seconds, first quarter. Front's 30 feet away. Hands it off to Ulbrich. Near side of the arc to Gus Richard. Into the paint, O'Leary. O'Leary thought about shooting, but the Twin Towers were in his path. Oh, a good feed! Richard snared it along the baseline. Assist O'Leary. Two-pointer, 20-6. Layman up 14. 7 seconds to go, first period. Too much dribbling down the floor for the big man. Bo Thompson coughed it up. Down under a second left. Layman breaks the other way. It can't get a shot to go as the first period closes out. 20-6, Layman. Could have been even worse for Legacy, which is down to 14 after one. On scores.broadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
That Layman is up 14. Cavaliers have the ball starting period number two. Ulbrich breaks into the top of the circle. Feeds it far right wing to Olding. He steps back and hits a 29-footer. He drained it from way downtown. And that might have been out on, what's the road? Garbury. Edison's on Garbury Road. Or Piqua High School's on Garbury Road. Anyway, it was
Yeah, it's not Garbury. It's something.
Anyway, it was a long shot. Longest shot of the night by Olding. Here's Legacy attacking. Here's a deep three, opposite corner, Bo Thompson. Yes, he makes it. 6-3 Frosch. Apparently had a toe on the line, ruled just a deuce. 23-8 Layman. Olding again, left corner. It rattles out, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Ulbrich below the rim. Throws way out on the arc to Gus Richard. He slides. Walking violation against Layman, which leads 23-8. 6:57 left to go here in the second quarter.
I coached Albrecht's daddy in eighth grade. He came over from Piqua Catholic to Wilder to play his eighth grade year, and he was a good basketball player. He helped me.
Well, Braden has benefited from no Turner Lachey. A lot of minutes for Braden Ulbrich. He showed his stuff a little bit last year. He's come on strong this season. Here is Legacy throwing the ball to the post. The big man at 6'8", Jacob Thompson, can't handle. It's a run out the other way. Driving to the rim, Ulbrich gets to. He leaked out. Nice long pass by Frantz. 25-8, Layman in the lead with 17. We played 90 seconds here in the second quarter. Baseline right for Legacy. A little floater by Colin Graves. Short, no good. Offensive rebound, Legacy. Thrown foul line to Bo Thompson. Baseline right to Witten Duke. Good look from 12. Knocks it down. Witten Duke hits. 25-10. Layman's lead is 15. There's a baseline drop by Gus Richard. Crowded near the rim. Can't get the shot over the iron. And Legacy comes away with the board. 5:50 to go in the second. Legacy trying to make two buckets in a row for the first time in this game. Out of the arc is Bo Thompson to Jacob. Now it's Colin Graves on the three-point line. Nice feed from the right corner. Well done to Whitten Duke. Goes to the interior to Jacob Thompson, and the big man has a five-footer off the glass. He'll make those all night long.
Well, Franz went for the steal and missed it, so that left him wide open under the basket.
And then Lehman makes an errant pass up the right side of the floor as they got in too much of a hurry. Olding muffed it out of bounds. Legacy now down 13, 25-12, 5:22 left to go here in the second period. A little bit of a streak by the Knights as they start to get their footing. Here's the pass thrown to Bo Thompson in the middle. Oh, he's spied on by two Lehman players, and they get a bust out the other way. Guess who? C.J. Olding, driving layup at the other end. He's got a dozen. Legacy attacking, 5 minutes left, second period. Seitz pulls up inside the top of the circle. Rainbow jumper skids off the rim, and it's rolling out of bounds in the corner. Lehman will bring it down, up 15 with 4:55 to go in the second.
Well, Franz got hit pretty good on that rebound. I'm glad they gave the ball to Lehman because it should have been a foul.
Midcourt, Olding for the Cavaliers. He motions. It looks like it's more of a man-to-man defense now, Chuck.
It is. They've gone man, and that's a good choice.
Franz with a shake-and-bake move, top of the circle. Juke step into the lane. He dropped the ball and kicked it out of bounds. Shane might be a little shaken up. Took a spill right there, and as you said a moment ago, Chuck, he was plastered. 15-point lead Lehman, which hasn't scored in 90 seconds. Legacy to midcourt, having cut the Lehman advantage from 19 to 15. Foul line, Jacob Thompson fades from 16. No, ball grazes iron. Rebound down to Lehman. Richard up the floor to O'Leary. O'Leary knights into the lane. Hits the banker. Woo, well done by O'Leary. Don't know if he meant to use the window.
No.
He'll take it.
You don't ever want to use the window if you're straight on with the basket.
29-12 in favor of Lehman. Legacy goes inside to the big man at 6'8", Thompson, who tries to feed to a cutter. Picked off on the play by O'Leary. Here's O'Leary down the floor. Makes right, goes left into the lane, and he's bumped, and he hits the deck, fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll get two.
The reason that's a travel is because, okay, they take that second long step, but they're dragging their pivot foot while they still have the ball. That's a travel.
Yep. The pivot foot is no longer stationary. It reestablishes itself once, twice. 3:50 left, second quarter, 29-12 Lehman. O'Leary sinks the free throw, 30-12 Lehman. So I saw the Cavaliers play Urbana midseason, and Lehman ran with the Hill Climbers.
Well, you told me, you called me that night after the game, and you told me that they are legit.
And they are running pell-mell here tonight against Legacy. Second free throw, O'Leary, yes, 31-12. The lead is 19, and before Legacy can throw the ball in bounds, we've got a major collision in backcourt below the basket. The two players got scraped up.
They caught it on O'Leary, and that's his second. He's got a strawberry on that elbow. That stings.
Tell you what, that's probably where he's had about a dozen strawberries heal up from the football season.
Probably.
3:48 to go, second quarter, 31-12, Lehman over Legacy. The winner comes back for a 1 o'clock tip on Saturday against the team that triumphs in game two tonight, Rushi Jackson Center. On a weave out front, it's Whitten Duke. Duke hands off to Bo Thompson. Bo, the 6'3 frosh, fires a 16-footer. No good. Rebound by Lehman. Oh, what a play by Albrecht. He saved it below the rim, and he threw it off the hip of Jacob Thompson, and then it ricocheted out of bounds.
That was a real heads-up play right there.
That's called using your head, or using
his hip.
Using the other player's hip. That's what I meant to say. 31-12, Lehman attacking far into the floor. 3:15 left, second quarter. Drive down the baseline, tight roping the boundary. Below the glass is O'Leary. Makes a late dish to Franz, who came boring down the paint from the top of the key. Franz caught it,
He was pounded on the arm, and he gets two free throws. 3:13 left to go here in the second. Shane Front swishes the foul shot. Layman pushes 70% at the free throw line. Not quite 7-0, but high 60s. That's, any head coach is going to say, that's good enough.
That's pretty good.
Second shot strong. Long rebound, Layman. Thrown to Front, right baseline. Fadeaway jumper around and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound down to Legacy. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's a quick long three by the Knights, Bo Thompson. It rimmed. Rebound pinballed, and it starts up on the play by Colton Leidinger of Layman. He is jarred in backcourt, fouled. It's getting a little physical.
That's second foul on Bo Thompson.
2:53 to go here in the second. 32-12, Layman up by 20. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Shelby County Veterans Services at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Layman with a missed shot to her left. Then Legacy attacks quickly at the rim and gets a two-shot foul situation for Jeremiah Fitzpatrick. We got a couple of 5'6s, a 5'8, a 5'9. There's one more 5'6 on this Legacy roster, along with a 6'3 and a 6'8, a 6'5. Free throw missed. 2:31 to go in the second. Layman up 20. If you'd like more information, don't hesitate to call Shelby County Veterans Services to find out what services you might be missing. 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Here is Layman attacking. Oh, what a twisting move down the lane. Shane Frantz, acrobatic. He should be on Dancing with the Stars. Man, oh man. Dazzling play by Frantz. And you know what, Chuck? Shane Frantz is only a junior.
Oh, I know.
Big field goal by Frantz. Beautiful play. He sparkled on that one. Everybody was on their feet. Legacy misses a quick jumper. Attacking is Layman, exploding down the floor, shooting a short bank shot, and making it is Leidinger, but I think it's going to be ruled no basket. Offensive foul?
Yeah, oh, it was on Richard. He took two hands and shoved him off before he shot the ball, and that's his third. He's going to have to sit.
Now, Gus Richard, a football player. Of course, Shane Olding. Or I should say, C.J. Olding, a football player. Turner Lachey was, before he left Layman.
Was a pretty gosh darn good football player.
Oh, boy. You and Bryant Belling covered that playoff game against Minster. Last touchdown was scored at, what, midnight?
Yeah, I think so. It was one of the best games I've watched.
There's a bad pass for Legacy. Layman's got the ball up 21, 90 seconds to go, first half. Front, top of the circle. Oh, he beats the 6'8 man down the lane. What a play by Frantz.
The ball fake got him off his feet. Took it to the rack.
Oh, he schooled it. Well done by Frantz. Yep. Head fake. Big man got up on his toes. Frantz went right around him. Stuck it in the net. 36-13 Layman. A minute 20 left to go here in the first half. By way of phone number, Shelby County Veterans Services, 937-498-7282. Visit the website at shelbycountyveterans.org. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Soft left-handed hook shot is in by 6'8 Jacob Thompson of Legacy. Frantz counters, triple, yes. Three ball, Shane Frantz, a trifecta. That was close to matching the earlier one from Olden.
He's got eight in each quarter, so that's a pretty good start to the game.
39-15 in favor of Lehman, and we've got an offensive foul or a defensive foul against Lehman that went through a screen. A player for the Cavaliers pushed down a legacy offensive man. We talked about Frauds in the pregame. 19.5 per outing. He's almost there. He's had his way with the two Thompsons at 6'8 and 6'3 for Legacy. Legacy inbounds, ball stripped. Oh, what a steal. Colton Leininger threw it quickly down the floor. Caught on the arc by a driver, Frauds. He faked right, went left, hemmed in, fouled. Picked up the Graves of Legacy with 35.3 to go. Frenetic pace to this game. Lehman's really stepped it up. Legacy, hard time keeping up with Lehman. Legacy's offense has almost stalled to a halt here in the second quarter. 15 points, only one field goal in the last 3.5 minutes. There's a jump shot. High point on the left behind the arc by Frauds. It's no good. It was left to the top of the key. Rolled off the rim. Rebound down to Bo Thompson. Bo down the floor. Gives it to Graves. Graves in the right corner fell down. Did he get a knee from a defender? I think so. 13.1 left here in the second. 39-15 Lehman, which for a couple of minutes now has had Ulbrich off the floor, Olding off the floor. We're going to have to check and see. We've got a missing number on our roster for the Cavaliers. Free throw pumped up. It's in for Legacy, 39-16. Second shot is on the mark. That's Witten Duke. Gets a pair. 22-point lead, Lehman, 8 seconds to go, first half. Ball thrown, foul line, Frauds. Frauds against the big man, awkward shot, way short. Loose ball picked up by Legacy, and that'll do it. First half closes, Lehman 39, Legacy Christian 17. Hey, you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. The food at Loramie Brewing is not the typical greasy bar food. Oh, you'll love that current Lenten menu. It's amazing. A salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts. That's one entree. Cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. Plus, you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza. Always plenty of the kids' menu, too, at Loramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. 39-17, Lehman in the lead over Legacy Christian here at the half at Pickwick's Garbage Gym on scoresbroadcast.com. Understand Rushi's in the lead in the girls' regional semifinal at Vidalia Butler. 21-10 over Morrill Ridgedale. Is that after two quarters? Midway through the second quarter, I understand, from Brandon Coverman. 11-point lead, Rushi girls, 21-10. Should Rushi advance, we will have that game for you, regional championship. 5 o'clock tip on Saturday from Vidalia Butler. I heard back from Kelly Stevens, the athletic director at Butler, this afternoon. He said, we are A-OK for the 5 o'clock girls' regional championship on Saturday on the air at 4:25. Winners of these two games here tonight at Pickwick's Garbage Gym come back at 1 on Saturday for a boys' Division 7 district title game. Halftime tonight, 39-17, Lehman leads Legacy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It is 39-17. Lehman in the lead over Legacy Christian. Lehman playing very well, having its way with Legacy. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi Raiders players behind us here in the mezzanine, heading down toward their locker room. That's game two tonight. Raiders and Tigers, Rushi Jackson Center. Winner of this game between Legacy and Lehman plays the winner of game two on Saturday at 1. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, Lehman has a 12-9 rebound advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. The Thompson brothers really didn't have a great first half, as they give Lehman credit. 11 turnovers for Legacy. Cavaliers turned it 5 times, 6 of 8 from the free throw line for Lehman, 3 of 4 for Legacy, as I write that down because I forgot. An individual scoring, 6 points for Jacob Thompson, 6 points for Witten Duke, and then they got 2 each from Bo Thompson and Josh Dry, and a free throw from Elijah Grant. They scored 6 and 11, 17 for the first half. On the other side, Shane France had a great first half, 16. Holding had 12. They got 7 out of O'Leary, and then 2 each from Richard and Albrecht. They scored 20 and 19, lead of 39-17 at the half.
Oh, Lehman, very explosive. Shane France, C.J. Holding, Evan O'Leary. 3 real tough customers, very good ball players. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple and by Borchers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we start the second half of this game. Lehman up comfortably, 39-17 over Legacy Christian. Opening seconds, third quarter of play. Outstanding first half for the team in white, Lehman. Legacy gets a good beginning underway here to start the third. Elbow jump shot. Pumped up and made on the play, but Josh Dry, 6 foot senior. Dry has a sister who plays on the Legacy Christian girls basketball team. Here's Lehman, top of the key, holding, deep right corner front. Franz fades away, shoots the three. It hits the flange, kicks to Legacy. Colin Graves has got it. That mystery number for us on the Lehman side of the floor in the first half. Number three was Grant Solman. He saw some action. S-O-L-L-M-A-N-N. 5'10 sophomore. Here is Lehman getting a piece of a pass. Loose ball. Top of the circle. Held ball. Tie up occurs. They look at the arrow. Slick spot. I think we may need a broom or a towel. 6:59 left to go here in the third. 39-19 Lehman. Ulbrich set to throw it in, or actually he's going to receive the pass. The playmaker stepping out of bounds for the Cavaliers is O'Leary. He walks it to the timeline with Lehman up 20. Early stage third period. Ball throw to Jackson Kennedy at the post. Oh, cutting backside below the rim, holding, couldn't get it to go. Nice try on the assist by Jackson Kennedy. Quick three, Legacy. Down to our left from the corner is good. Brody Seitz, 37% three-point shooter. Holding on a drive, fed it to the cutter. Jackson Kennedy benefited from the pass. Fine dish off by C.J. Holding of Lehman. And the beneficiary is Kennedy. He gets the deuce as he dove into the lane. 41-22 Lehman, 6:14 left in the third. All thumbs trying to catch the pass is 6'8 Jacob Thompson. He muffed it. Here's Lehman down the floor quickly. Holding blazes a trail to the rim. Shot deflected. Legacy back the other way. Quick three overshot by Seitz. Air ball. Weak side rebound Lehman. Here's O'Leary. Takes it the last 60 feet. O'Leary to the cup. He's got it. You can't stop O'Leary or Olding, Chuck. Once they get up ahead of steam, they're going for a touchdown.
Yeah, when they get downhill, you're not stopping them. And it takes a lot of guts to step in and take the charge, I promise you that.
Yeah. 5:33 left to go in the third. Here's an elbow jump shot by Legacy. Missed off to the left. Shot no good by Ransom Forshee. A 6'1 sophomore is checked in. Bodies fly, far corner of the floor. I tell you what, some of the actions for these players tonight, Chuck, suggest they know each other or don't like each other, or they've gotten a little bothered by some situational things this evening. I think a tech has been administered.
I'm not sure what happened. I saw all of a sudden there was a player on the ground. Didn't see how he got there.
Tell you what, Lehman is wearing a shade of blue trim, Lehman blue. Legacy, a lighter shade of blue. And right now, that's about the only thing in common, because these two clubs are enemies. And the officials are still trying to sort this out.
Well, we had a technical foul on France. We had a personal foul on Foster. And it's going to be Legacy's ball out of bounds.
Yeah,
they're going to shoot free throw. That's right.
Sometimes the whistles are blowing in this game, Chuck. And play, for whatever reason, is continuing. And one team that gets contacted doesn't like it. It's happened several times.
Yeah, well, they're banging each other. So
Jacob Thompson swishes both free throws here for Legacy. 6'8 senior post player. It's 43-24. 19-point game. Lehman in the lead, 5:25 left in the third period. And now the Lehman head coach, Jeremy Hughes, is receiving an explanation. Does a technical foul get jotted down as a personal?
Yes, yes, it's a personal foul.
So in the book, that's a personal foul on Shane Frantz. Thankfully for Lehman, it's not close. 19-point game, 43-24. Legacy's Forshee throws a blind pass to a cutter, angling in from the left. It's Bo Thompson. He caught it, banked it in. 43-26 Lehman. Holding down the floor, in traffic, outside the lane to the left. Passes in the corner to O'Leary. He slices through the paint. Little fadeaway shot, rimmed, no good. Rebound is jammed out of bounds against the wall below the basket. Foul was called, I think, against Legacy. Lehman will play in.
Yeah, they threw Frantz to the ground that time on the rebound.
I tell you, Lehman does not shy away from contact one bit. It's a physical club. But Legacy is dishing it out as well. Uh-oh, Shane Frantz behind the screen on the inbounds play. Drilled a three ball from the corner. That was a beauty. What a night for Frantz. How many has he got, Chuck?
It's 19.
4:46 left in the third. Lehman up 20, 46-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main. We've gone local. We've delivered what you want. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, all at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches. and the Market Deli Sub Shop. At Schaefer Market, you'll love the new smoothie machine as well. And on the other end of town, the North Laramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Laramie drive-thru. Here's a steal by Fort Laramie, and the Cavaliers are cherry-picking down the floor. It's O'Leary driving to the rim for two. I tell you what, Chuck, these two clubs are staring each other down. The first chance they get, O'Leary did a little tap dancing after he made the layup right at the feet of a Legacy player. Legacy then returned the favor. I'm not liking what I'm seeing.
Well, if you're Layman, you need to calm down because
right.
if you get thrown out of this game, you're done. And Legacy's going to get beat, so it doesn't matter to them.
There's a bad pass by Legacy. C.J. Olick steals. Uh-oh, he's doing some talking. He went to the rim, laid it through. Layman up 24, 50-26. Here is a foul in backcourt, a very aggressive one. And words are exchanged, maybe another tech. I saw it coming. There it is.
You got to win with class.
Yep.
And they are absolutely not doing that right now.
50-26, Layman, 3:55 left here in the third. And I think that technical foul was on.
That was on Holding.
I thought it was. I could see it coming 15, 30 seconds before it took place.
Well, how smart do you have to be trash-talking the kid right in front of the official? The official was as close as the kid.
That's exactly where it took place. Free throws here by Legacy. Jacob Thompson, he made two techs earlier, makes two techs here.
Well, he's enjoying the fact that Layman can't keep their emotions under control.
50-28, Layman to 22, 3:55 to go in the third. So stop by today on South Main in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer RV Storage is also new, right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. To learn more about Schaefer RV Storage. Legacy with a three ball from the right corner. It is bouncing around, missed by Graves. And the rebound is poked out of bounds, left side of the basket by Layman.
Two Layman players fought over the rebound and threw it out of bounds.
And don't forget to support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Marcus Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus 1 penny for each gallon sold. Goes to a special public service endeavor. Oh, a nice inside pass to Bo Thompson, little five-footer, banked up and in. 50-30, Layman up 20 on the field goal by Legacy. Here's Franz, barreling down the right side of the lane. Runner off the window, no good. Quickly down the court, Legacy setting up and shooting the three is 6'3" Bo Thompson. It rattles around, comes off. Strapped for the loose ball, far side of the floor. Oh, my goodness, we might have yet another technical. A couple of hard fouls. And I'll tell you what, the Layman players are talking to each other now, saying, hey, we better straighten up.
Yeah, Aubrey got hammered on that after he released that ball. And that should have been a foul.
And don't get me wrong, Legacy is not getting a set of straight A's for behavior either.
No, they're not out there going, we're nice kids.
C.J. Olding made a great drive right down the lane. Little teardrop in front with the left hand. And it's 52-30. Layman, 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Well, Layman is supercharged. I tell you what, whoever wins game two, Jackson Center, Rushi, will have its hands full with Layman on Saturday. Here's a great little drive to the rim. Nice shot laid up at the end by Colin Graves for Legacy. Ball caught the front of the rim, trickled through. Here's C.J. Olick. Boy, he's on a mission for Layman. He drives into the right corner, handcuffed and fouled. C.J.'s trying to prove a point.
Well, he's a good athlete, a really, really good football player, and a really good basketball player. But he's got one tee. He does not need to get a second one.
Settle down, CJ. Mind your business. Free throw swish. Good. 53-32. Lehman up 21. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. Second shot. Holding. Upcoming. Couple of bounces. Flexes the knees. It is in again. He and Franz, holding in Franz, pushing the 20 mark. 2:18 left, third quarter, 54-32, Lehman. Legacy midcourt, bad pass. Picked off on the play by Franz. Franz stops top of the circle and guns. It's bouncing, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by Colin Graves of Legacy. 2 minutes even to go, third quarter. Tempers have flared all night long. It's gotten pretty hostile since halftime. Long shot missed by Legacy. Rebound, Lehman, hop, skip, and a jump in the lane of Leary. Euro step, no good. Rebound, Franz, he's fouled. Minute 46 left here in the third quarter. A lot of stoppages of play, Chuck. It's been a lengthy third quarter.
Very choppy. The first half kind of flowed along a little bit, but yeah, we've calmed down some now. Everybody's kind of getting their heads back in the game.
Lehman plays about as fast-paced, Chuck, as anybody I've seen all year in Division VII basketball. Trying to think. You know, and Marion can really push it at times. Marion Local in Division VI. Botkins, the defense fuels the offense for the Trojans. They can get it going in their way. Lehman's defense fuels its offense as well, that's for certain. It's done so tonight. One free throw made, one missed by Franz. Here is Legacy attacking down the floor. Low on the left, a shot rims by Thompson. Jacob had it trickle off the iron. And then Lehman got in too big of a hurry, coughed it up in the lane. Legacy went the other way. A trip at midcourt. Five team fouls each direction. Will shoot the final 90 seconds of the third quarter. Yeah, Botkin's Trojans can really ignite the fire when they've got momentum.
Yeah, and you're right. They do it with their defense. They do it off of steals and just they just get you running out of the gym.
But this Lehman team, like I said earlier, I was impressed with the Cavaliers in the game we covered at Urbana. And in the second meeting against Northridge, Lehman stayed with Northridge, lost by two or three possessions. Free throws here for Legacy Christian. Fifth foul means two shots for Colin Graves. He makes each one, 55-34. Lehman in the lead with 21. Holding down the left side of the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds. Throwing in Cavaliers. It's thrown to Franz. Franz has a hand in his face. Still lets it fly from three-point land. Short. Rebound down to Legacy. Here's Whitten Duke. Big man wide open beneath the rim. Bounce pass to the 6'8 Jacob Thompson. And he makes a little baby two-footer. 55-36. Lehman getting careless. Legacy scoops up the loose ball. Long pass down the floor. Ball thrown to the middle. Cutting to the rim. Jacob Thompson scores again. 55-38. Bit of a run for Legacy. Here's Franz down the court. Dishes O'Leary. Far corner. He hurls up a three. No good. Rebound below the basket by Lehman. It's Gus Richard. Ball is chopped out of his hands over the end line. Legacy gets it. 17-point game. 42 ticks to go here in the third. Legacy's cut into the Lehman advantage a bit. Final couple minutes of the third quarter. It's down under 20. Legacy midcourt. Holding picks up the offensive player. That is Graves. Oh, nice feed low on the right. The 6'8 Thompson going to work. Three straight goals for him in very close point blank range. 55-40. as we've got a foul. A Layman player is dumped in the half court. 15-point lead, Layman. 16.4 to go, third quarter. Wouldn't you say the Cavaliers have lost some focus, some direction?
Yeah, and that happens. I mean, the banging and such is part of it, but just getting that 25, 26-point lead.
Yep.
We'll do it for you, too.
Free throw holding is good. 16.4 to go, third quarter. 56-40, Layman.
He needs this for his 20th point of the game.
Got it. He's got 20. Frantz is right there at the 20 mark.
Yep.
57-40. Layman up with 12.5 to go. Unnecessary fouling, but Layman sending Legacy to the strike. It has been very physical both ways. There's been some taunting, talking. There has been a lot of nonverbal language, players trying to show other guys up. And it's weird. It's ugly, ugly head in the form of a couple technical fouls. Right, Chuck? Two
in this quarter, yeah. One on Frantz and one on Olding. They're two best players.
Yeah. Free throw in and out by Colin Graves. Second shot by him is good for Legacy. 57-41. Oh, here's a steal in backcourt. Be careful, Shane. Don't foul too hard. Intercepted on the play by Josh Dry. Layup good. 3 seconds to go, third quarter. Front stops and pops, 27-footer. Off to the left, no good. Third quarter ends, and it's momentum time for Legacy, which has cut the Layman lead to 14. 57-43, fourth quarter up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Seconds away from the start of the fourth quarter, Layman in the lead by 14, 57-43. It's been well in excess of 20. Back midway third quarter, it was at least 24. 10 points chopped off that Layman advantage for Legacy, which the last several minutes, Chuck's played its best basketball of the night.
Well, 20-6 first quarter. Then they scored 11 and 26. So they've started to get their offense going. I think Layman has lost a little focus, like you said, and Legacy not as bad as they started the game. So the combination has made it a better game.
Yep. Tell you what, a trip to the car before the tip-off to turn off the lights and to get the car into park mode, which it was not, was a good thing. I picked up some Tylenol, and the headache has waned.
Good.
It's almost disappeared. Legacy with the ball in the half court at the far end of the floor, and it's struck out of bounds by Layman. 57-43, closest Legacy has been since way back early stage second quarter. Ball inbounded by Legacy. Big man baseline right. The 6'8 player, Jacob Thompson's got it. I would imagine head coach Jeremy Hughes of Layman had a few things to say to his club during that break. Thompson misses a hook shot. They got the rebound as the ball glanced off the rim right into his mitts, and he stuck it through. And Layman's lead is only 12, 57-45. Now it's back to 14. Frantz with a blistering drive down the left side of the floor, up and in good with the left hand. We played 50 seconds here in the third, 59-45, Layman. On the dribble, Colin Graves for Legacy. Between the rings to Jeremiah Fitzpatrick. He's being hounded by Olding. There's a high lob down inside with a 6'8 Thompson. They went high-low. Thompson caught it beyond France and stuck it in, and he's got, what, 20?
He's joined the 20 club.
Yeah. Brunt has 20, holding 20 for Lehman, and the 6'8 senior Jacob Thompson, 20 for Legacy Christian, which is back within a dozen, 59-47. Give Legacy credit. It has not quit tonight one bit. Lehman inbounding. What you have to like about the Cavaliers is the unrelenting firepower. It's go, go, go.
Yeah, they've slowed down in that last quarter, but they slowed down to 18 points.
France at the foul line. Bad pass, but it's batted back to him. Gives it to Jackson Kennedy. Top of the circle, O'Leary. O'Leary dives into the lane, coughed up the ball. Good steal by Graves. Long run out down the floor to a teammate. Wild shot. He got too far below the basket. Did Bo Thompson. Missed it. Now Lehman on the attack with 6:18 to go. Lehman up 12, 59-47. Holding at midcourt. Takes a jab from Colin Graves. Didn't like it. Fed it in the corner to France, who fades and shoots the three. Off the rim, no good. Chuck, what's puzzling to me, though, is the fact that Shane France placed 20 feet out on the floor so much of the time.
He's not caught a post play tonight, but that's where he likes to play, and he's awfully effective.
Here's a foul line jump shot missed by Jacob Thompson. No good. Rebound down to Lehman. Wide open player, Lehman, cherry picking. Ball caught, laid in by Jackson Kennedy. He leaked out the other direction, back to 14, 61-47. And you would think maybe every now and then France, just for a little diversionary tactic, would go down inside, post up. If he doesn't get the shot, kick it to a three-point shooter, because he could certainly play in there. Oh, what a play by C.J. Olding. You talk about athleticism. He burned his way down the floor right past a couple of Knights players, scooted the last 60 feet to the rim, and put in two. 63-47, Lehman, 4:58 to go here in the fourth.
Lehman's gone 2-3 zone now.
And we've got a turnover against Legacy.
Travel.
Yep, whoever it is, Jackson Center or Rushi versus Lehman on Saturday at 1. Tigers or Raiders, it better be ready for a track meet, because that's what Lehman will turn it into, a track meet. Here is Lehman in backcourt up to 16. O'Leary is hooked at midcourt. He's fouled. Second on Legacy. Lehman has not picked up a foul in the fourth quarter. Well, this game has been up and down the court like one of those video games, Chuck. You push a button and players start zigzagging all over the court. The ball flies one way or the other. And Legacy's tried to keep up. Lehman's in with 16. Timeout called, under 5 to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
And we return back to Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickle High School. Boys Division 7 District Tournament, Lehman vying for a spot in the district final Saturday at 1 against Rushier Jackson Center. Here's Front shaking loose. He drives down the right baseline, beats two players to the rim, couldn't get the shot to go. Rebounding foul against Legacy. Clock stops, 4:40 left, fourth quarter. Lehman 63, Legacy 47. He's got a nice note from Jared Houchin, outstanding baseball coach at Lehman. He says, I'm listening. Audio is perfect. I'm streaming from the website. I'll be there Saturday. He loves what he's hearing. His Cavaliers lead. I responded by saying, I'm running a little fever. I'm not doing well. I'm having a hard time keeping up with Lehman because Lehman's playing at a fever pitch.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team, and you're right. Whoever wins this second game is going to be in for one heck of a struggle.
Yep. Got a foul against Legacy. Shane Front has been a workhorse here in this game this evening. He and Olding have not played the entire game. Front has played just about every...
I think they both have.
Neither one's come off the floor.
I don't remember him coming out.
I remember Olding was out for
maybe when he got his second foul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Front, I don't know if Shane's been on the bench at all.
I don't think he has. He doesn't even look tired, does he?
He just went 1-for-2 at the stripe, or did he make them both?
1-for-2.
Yep, 64-47. Lehman up 17-4-13 to go. Here's Graves, top of the circle, swiped. Legacy was pickpocketed, Holding. Blitz the other way, scored at the near end of the court. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 66-47. Lehman, the lead had been sliced to 12. Now it's back to 19. It was in the mid-20s. Early stage third quarter. Legacy had a brief run, but Lehman halted it. Here's a long three try. Missed by Fitzpatrick. Here's Lehman running again. Got the long board. Pitch it down to O'Leary. He darts to the basket and puts it through. 68-47 Lehman. 3:26 to go here in the fourth. Midcourt Fitzpatrick. Feeds the power forward, Bo Thompson, fadeaway 15-footer, got it. Nice shot. 68-49, Lehman, 3:13 left. Quickly down the floor, Frantz. Frantz in the lane to a teammate. Little short 10-footer, laid up on the rim by Colton Leidinger. It comes off. Tough break, almost went down. Legacy's got the board. Ball thrown baseline left. To Jacob Thompson. Top of the circle, 3-point shooter. Graves lets it fly. Hit the back rim. Came right down on the top of the head of Jacob Thompson at 6'8, but he missed the cripple on the inside. Lehman got the board. Look at O'Leary. He took it 75 feet all the way to the cup for two more. 70-49. Lehman in the lead. I don't know what you're going to do defensively against O'Leary, Olding in front. That's a mighty tough trio. Very speedy, highly athletic. They're all shot makers, Chuck.
They are. And the way he went down the floor that time, I started to play the trackside commercial. But that was like a train.
Yeah, we got a fine sponsor, Trackside Treats in Anna, from which we may hear again before the game's over. 70-49 Lehman, 2:22 left in the fourth. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children, 15 Elm Street, the location. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. We will style to make you smile. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Turner, Kathy Wilson. Another steal, another bust out by Lehman, holding all the way to the rack. Missed it, no good. Rebound Legacy. Open Monday through Saturday, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Stoppage of play, a discussion among referees, players, far into the floor. Lehman up 21-70-49, 2:04 to go here in the fourth. Thanks for putting up with Croaky Jack tonight. here on Scores Broadcast. Brandon Coverman will guide us through the play-by-play of game number two. Legacy inbounds, low on the right. Little half-hook shot to Jacob Thompson. Spins out, no good. Rebound, Lehman. Foul called. It's on Legacy. We've still got most of Lehman's starters on the floor. Might be a good time to get somebody to the bench, Chuck, for fear
somebody rolling an ankle?
Exactly.
There you go.
You took the words right from my mouth. Because I tell you what, it has not been the typical Shelby County Athletic League season. Don't get me wrong. Either Roosie or Jackson Center, very capable of playing a standout game and beating Lehman on Saturday. But Lehman needs all of its horses. You don't want to get somebody tripped up and out for several days with a stove foot or something in the final 2 minutes of the contest. Legacy's got most of its starters out there still, as does Lehman. Free throws dropped in there by the Cavaliers. Who scored them, Chuck?
That was Olding.
C.J. Olding with foul shots has now gotten to, what, 26 in the game?
Yep.
At the elbow high left, Legacy gets a turnaround 15-foot J from Jacob Thompson to drop through. 137 left, 72-51 Lehman. And I think we've got a substitution timeout, or at least I hope that's what it is. We'll return in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Roushey, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Roushey, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Roushey.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Roushey.
Just a nice little shop.
Understand that the Roushey Raiders have won. The Roushey girls victorious in the regional semifinal at Vidalia Butler. I think that final tally, 40-15 Roushey, 40-15 over Morrill Ridgedale. So Roushey awaits the winner of game two at Butler between Mississinawa and Cedarville. Here is Lehman, which accepted my cue, Chuck. Time to sub. Got a set of five new players on the floor now for both teams. Final 70 seconds, fourth quarter. Lehman up 72-51. But I tell you what, guess who's still in the game? 6'8", Jacob Thompson for Legacy, who catches it down low on the right, and he's fouled.
Well, he's a senior, so let him play out his last few minutes in high school.
Give him his just due.
He has 22.
We see that Kylan Foster has entered now for Lehman. Legacy throws it in on the arc. There's a long three-point shot, swished. Good-looking jumper from downtown. That was Josh Dry who poured it through. I may have misspoken. I think it was Forshing.
It was Seitz.
The hot shot guard, Brody Seitz, nailed it. Bad pass to Lehman. Bust out Legacy the other way. Here's a driving layup by Jacob Thompson. He's got it. Timeout Legacy, 43.7 to go. 72-56 Lehman on Scores Broadcast.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Yep, making an appearance in the final 25 seconds or so of this game for Lehman is Michael Rowley, son of the head football coach. He's on the court. As we mentioned, Foster was out there as well. Also in is Tiernan O'Leary. He's checked onto the hardwood. 17 seconds to go, 72-56. Lehman in the lead. The opponent, Rushier Jackson Center, on Saturday at 1. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Grant Salmon missed the foul shot. It's no good. Another one coming. I think I rattled off the names of 4 of the players on the floor. And the 5th one out there at midcourt is number 13. That's Gus Richard. Second free throw, dead center, perfect. 73-56 Lehman. 17 seconds left to go here in the fourth. Clock winding down, ball knocked out of bounds. Keep in mind, we'll eventually go offline for several minutes to reset our equipment. We'll go offline for several minutes. Very brief pregame before game number 2 between Rushi and Jackson Center. The winner will take on Lehman at 1 on Saturday afternoon. Here's a long three-point try. The Legacy with 1.1 to go in the game, and the ball sticks between the rim and the backboard.
Yep.
Chuck, that happened the other night. Anna Arcanum. Anna was making a comeback. 90 seconds to go in that game. It's a 7-point contest. Anna fouls Arcanum. Arcanum misses the first free throw. Anna's thinking, hey, we got a chance. Second free throw, no good, but it sticks. And Arcanum had the arrow. Arcanum took the ball out, scored. 7-point game. That took it from 7-9. Rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
But it happened just then. That's twice in just a few days I'd seen it. Buzzer sounded. Game ended. Lehman defeats Legacy Christian 73-56. Remarkable performances here tonight by the triumvirate of stars for Lehman Catholic in France, Olding, and O'Leary. 73-56, 17-point victory for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Thanks so much on scoresbroadcast.com to our array of fine sponsors, including Frisch's. Frisch's, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Still going strong. Frisch's has never left that location. A real popular dinner menu featuring meatloaf and spaghetti and chicken pot pie and whitefish. On weekends, you've got the breakfast bar open till 1, open till 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 o'clock weekend nights, 9 on weeknights. Frisch's, fabulous food. You'll love those iconic favorites. The Big Boy, the onion rings, the fish sandwich, the chili and vegetable soup, and the superb hot fudge cake at Frisch's, Route 47, Sydney, west of I-75. Still very popular, going strong. It has never left. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? I love that commercial, Chuck, where the guy says, I want a Big Boy and some onion rings. And the server says, well, go ahead and check out our menu. We've got this and this and this. And the gentleman says, boy, I like the sounds of those things. Wow. you got variety. And the server says, so what you going to order? And he says, I'll have a big boy and onion rings.
There you go. Not a bad choice.
Hey, a check of the scoring and who are our Sour Mugs stars of this game.
Well, let's go quickly for Legacy Christian. Jacob Thompson had 24. Player of the game for Legacy Christian on the other side, 26 for Olding, 23 for Bronson, 15 for O'Leary. I'm going to throw the star about all three of them. So Sour Mugs is going to have three for Lehman, Frantz, Olding, and O'Leary. And then on the other side, Jacob Thompson.
Sour Mugs is located in West Milton. It's also in Piqua in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Once again, final score here tonight. My mistake, I was on the wrong mic. Lehman Catholic disposes of Legacy Christian, up and down game. Frenetic pace, it went pell-mell. Lehman was fire-charged tonight and won by 17, 73-56. It was as much as 24 early stage of the third quarter. Brandon Coverman will be along with play-by-play for game number two tonight, along with Chuck McBee. I am not feeling well. Hopefully you were able to put up with Croaky Jack tonight. Got a nasty sinus infection. It's robbed me of sleep in the last three or four evenings. Now stay tuned. We will go offline here eventually. Then we will enable you to rejoin us in about 7 or 8 minutes for a very snappy pregame before the opening tip of game number two between Rushi and Jackson Center here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
This is Jack Kramer at Piqua's Garbery Gym on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. And the score I offered you several minutes ago regarding the Rushi girls was not a final. I misspoke. Rushi had a big lead early fourth quarter, wound up winning over Morrill Ridgedale. Final score 45-28. Rushi girls victorious. Rushi will play Mississinewa Valley or Cedarville on Saturday at 5 in the girls Division 7 regional championship game. And for a berth in the state Final Four, 1 week from Friday at the UD Arena. Again, repeating, final score here at Pickwick. Boys Division 7 district action. Layman Catholic routes Legacy Christian 73-56, behind 26 points from C.J. Olding, 23 from Shane Franz, 15 more from Evan O'Leary. We'll be going offline shortly, then return online for game number two tonight between Rushi and Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is scoresbroadcast.com.